This refers to plate 41, titled Voyages from Montreal on the River St. Lawrence through the continent of North America to the Frozen and Pacific Oceans, by Sir Alexander Mackenzie, published in Philadelphia in 1802. The first person to complete the journey from Atlantic to Pacific was a young Scotsman engaged in the fur trade in Western Canada. Alexander Mackenzie's journey changed the stakes in the competition between Great Britain and the newly formed Republic of the United States of America regarding national claims to the Pacific Northwest. Born in Scotland, Alexander Mackenzie as a boy traveled with his family to New York and then to Canada at the outbreak of the War of Independence. In 1779, at approximately 15 years of age, he entered the fur trade in Montreal. He soon became a partner in one of the trading firms that merged to form the Northwest Company. 5 years later, in 1784, he was given responsibility for the important Athabasca Fur District in northwestern Canada. While there, he resolved to become the first European to discover and document an overland route to the Pacific. During his journeys, Mackenzie kept a careful log, and on returning to England soon after, he wrote and then published in London in 1801 as Mackenzie's Journal, a full report of his adventures. The two maps in this exhibition accompanied the book. His exploits won him a knighthood in 1802, and he retired to Scotland, never again returning to America. This book was in Thomas Jefferson's library when he commissioned Meriwether Lewis and Robert Clark. In 1793, Mackenzie traveled from Fort Chipewyan on the shores of the Athabasca River in northwest Canada west to reach the Pacific Ocean. Essentially, he and a few companions were handed from one native tribe to the next, usually quite peaceably and without much incident. After crossing the Continental Divide, Mackenzie discovered the Fraser River, which he mistakenly took to be the headwaters of the Columbia River, which had been named and partially explored from the Pacific by Captain Robert Gray of Boston, Massachusetts, in the ship Columbia in 1790. Mackenzie eventually reached salt water in the vicinity of the present-day village Bella Coola in British Columbia, and there, inscribed on a rock, still to be seen today, Alex Mackenzie from Canada by land, 22nd July, 1793. Thus, Mackenzie became the first European to cross the continent from ocean to ocean north of Mexico. Mackenzie's journey to the Pacific in 1793 and his supposed but mistaken discovery of the headwaters of the Columbia River provided powerful support to the British claim over the entire Pacific Northwest, including present-day Washington and Oregon. It also generated an equally strong desire by Thomas Jefferson to counter the British claim with an American expedition overland to the Pacific. Mackenzie's expedition and discovery, coming after Cook's and Vancouver's monumental exploratory exhibitions, was a major stimulus to Jefferson's decision to commission the Lewis and Clark Expedition of 1803 to 1806.